The Rangers trying to snap a two-game skid and get back over 500, taking on the Mariners, and Monday marks the 16th anniversary of 9/11. We pick up the game in the first inning, scoreless, Nomar Mazara with two men on facing Ariel Miranda.
The stretch and the pitch, fastball swinging a drive deep into the gap. In right center field, Heredia on the run, can't get there, it's off the wall. Chu running third will score. Andrews running third. He will score. The throw in is cut off by Robbie Cano. Mazara in at second base with a two-run double. And the Rangers jump out to a 2-0 lead here in the bottom of the first inning. Here's the stretch and the pitch to Chu. Swing and a drive deep into the alley in left center field. Heredia on the run. Can't get to it. It's off the base of the wall. Ruel running third, heading home. Running third right behind him. DeShields heading home. The relay to the plate to Zunino, not in time. DeShields with a head first slide scores. Behind Ruel, the throw in by Segura. The relay was a little bit late. In at second base goes Chu with a two-run double, and the Rangers now lead it 4-1. The stretch and the 3-2 pitch. Swing and a well-hit ball deep to left field. Going back, Gamble looking up, and this one is gone. Goodbye, baseball. Delino DeShields with his fifth home run of the season. It's now the Rangers 5 and the Mariners 3.
The payoff pitch to Seager. He swings and cuts right through it. Slices through a 91-mile-an-hour fastball. It's back-to-back strikeouts for Hamels to begin the sixth. The 1-2 to Zunino. Swing and a miss in on his hands. A breaking ball ties him up. Hamels strikes out the side. He works around the two-out single by Valencia. Hamels six punch-outs through seven innings.
The Rangers snap a two-game skid as they take it 5-3, getting back to a game over 500. Cole Hamels' 10th win, allowing three runs in six innings, striking out seven. The Texas bullpen goes three scoreless frames, capped by Alex Claudio getting his eighth save. Delino DeShields finishes with two hits and two runs scored. The Mariners come up short against the Rangers. Manager Scott Servais spoke after.
Obviously, Miranda is taking the ball every time out there for us. He just didn't have much in the tank at all tonight. You can kind of see that early on. Was hoping to get a couple innings out of him. Didn't happen. But I got an awesome job by Andrew Moore. Can't say enough. He threw the ball outstanding, much like he did his last time out for us. And certainly we'll look at him possibly sliding in the rotation, in that spot as we move forward. But awesome. Can't say enough about the job he did. He's got plenty left in his tank, which is great to see for a young guy at this time of the year. But tonight's game offensively, we didn't get a ton going. Haniger had a nice night, the home run, a couple other hits. Had a couple balls hard. Their third baseman played a very good game defensively, made some good plays against us, and you got to do more offensively, certainly in this ballpark, to have a chance to win a ball game.
So you talked about Andrew getting in the extra rest and he'd look better. Randy, are you seeing not as crisp stuff?
Yeah, he's running on fumes right now. I think that's what we're seeing. And again, I appreciate how he competes and how he goes out there. There are certain nights he just didn't have it and didn't have it at all tonight. So, we'll take a look where he's at a couple days from now. But certainly Andrew Moore, story of the night for me on the pitching side, was can't say enough about the job he did. Used all of his pitches, pitched up in the zone, used the changeup, mixed into breaking ball against a pretty good ball club. So, definitely positive side there.
You've said so many times about, a pitcher will show you more in September than he will in spring. And what is it that Andrew Moore is showing you?
Well, he's getting in rhythm right now. I think that's the Andrew Moore that we've heard about, at the minor league level. We saw it early when he first came to the big leagues, and he struggled. And it was more location, leaving a lot of balls in the middle of the plate, and the home run ball got him. But since he's been back the last couple times out, it's been outstanding. And working in all of his pitches, that's the key for him. He's got to keep them all going, and that's the type of guy he is, and he's got enough. The life on the fastball to strike some guys out as well. I think he had six or seven tonight, which is great to see.
Offensively, what are you more disappointed with, the seven left on base or the 11 strikeouts?
We struck out too much tonight. You got to get ball in play. Nothing good happens when you strike out. Hamels was Hamels. He hung in there. Other bullpen was really good tonight. We put some swings on him late, but like I said, Middlebrooks made a couple good plays at third base as well.
Mitch Haniger's a guy that's sort of been up and down this season, but he really seems to be on the upswing here in September.
Mitch is in a good spot right now. It's kind of like we saw in April. It's the April Mitch Haniger, which is great to see. He's got his confidence back. His swing is much shorter. He's staying on balls. The one at bat where he hit the base hit the right field was very, very impressive.
How important is that for him? I mean, he had a long stretch of struggles, and then to come back and finish strong.
It doesn't surprise me. I think he's built the right way. I think he's got a lot of confidence in himself and his ability and the adjustments he's made over the course of his career. So it doesn't surprise me, but it's always nice to see him get it going again. And really, he's been swinging the bat as good as anybody we've got here over the last 4 or 5 days.
Scott, the runs were timely, though. I mean, you're down 2-0, Kyle gives you a home run, keeps it there, and Mitch gets you. You're right there. You're still a walk and a blast from right.
If you would have told me after the second inning we're down 4-3 or even 5-3 after the fourth, I thought our chances were pretty good if we could hold them right there. I just couldn't get anything going offensively later in the ballgame. And again, a lot of it was attributed to the strikeouts.
The series continues on Tuesday. Marco Gonzalez on the hill.